You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City, in the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Don't forget, you can download the Bashani Radio app. You can get a notification, not only on the app, but on all of the platforms that you listen to your podcast, so you can hear me each and every week. Well, in the last week, Ebony K. Williams, who is an American lawyer and television host, she co-hosts the late-night talk show State of the Culture on Revolt Television. She co-hosted a talk show on WABC Radio in New York City and was a co-host of Fox News' 2017 show, Fox News Specialist. Now, she is a beautiful, educated, melanated sister. She was also one of the apples on the Real Housewives of New York. And that's where I got my introduction into Miss Williams. Now, recently, she has created a shitstorm in the blackosphere, the Twitter sphere, all across all social media platforms. Black people have been debating this for the past week, and I think it will continue. But she did an interview with Ilana Van Zandt, and we all know who Ilana is. She is an illustrious life coach. Basically, she had to lose everything and rebuild from the bottom up. And she did it. And she had a conversation with Miss Williams about, you know, I guess dating and their expectations. And I've done several shows where I talked about black women and how we are expected to accept the bare minimum. Now, I had a conversation with a friend yesterday. He didn't seem to think that was the case, but he's a man. He's not a black woman. And as a black woman who is educated, who could be a little bit more financially stable, I'm not as financially stable as Miss Williams is, but I was raised in an educated blue-collar family. And I say educated blue-collar family because that's basically what we are. My generation has college degrees, but the generation before me, one uncle, my dad went to Morgan State for 3 years, met my mom, dropped out, became a truck driver. My uncle never went to college, but he created a construction company that he was able to employ his sons, and they're now construction workers that make very good money. Not college educated, blue collar, skilled, trained workers. And now we have lawyers, we have PhDs, we have educators, we have teachers, we have all of these within my family. So to hear her, when Ilana Van Zandt asked her, would she date a bus driver? Her response was, if he owned the bus. Now, I don't see anything wrong with blue collar workers, but then Sassy may not be the barometer that women, that you ladies want to listen to in that respect, because money has never been high on the hierarchy for me when it comes to men. It's great that he is financially stable. It's great that he has his own. It's great. All of those things are great, but that's not the barometer that I use to measure a man. I look at his character. I look at his integrity. Is he ambitious? Is he spiritual? Is he giving? Is he kind? Is he funny? All of these different things that make up the sum of that individual, because what he does for a living and the amount of money he brings in is the sum of his parts. And I just want to really quickly, I want to play the clip, because of course, with everything that happened, Miss Williams responded to it. And I believe she's going to be responding for the next couple of days. Check this out.
Today's sidebar starts with a note of gratitude. I want to thank the culture for making my interview with Dr. Ayanla Van Zandt one of the most popular and actively engaged content offerings the Griot has produced. So before I tell you my thoughts, let's replay the clip that had some of y'all deep into your feelings. I do want you to speak, Ayanla, to how women need to, position ourselves so that we can be in our divinity, so we can have our crowns right, how we can create and not build, when some of us, quite frankly, feel that the men that are available to us, and I'm talking about across the color spectrum, across the age spectrum, trust me, I've done them all, they are not positioned to protect nor provide because of some of the statistics we just talked about. They're not earning the incomes. They're not having the resources, and some of them are not even showing up in the leadership.
Would you date a bus driver? You. Would you date
a bus driver? If he owns the bus. If he owns it. If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Now let's address the response to the interview and what some of y'all are calling a backlash. So let me be clear. First, I am a professional disruptor. So backlash is my business. And I will always take it on the chin for the sake of advancing the work, conversation, or movement. So know that I am completely unfazed by the onslaught of nasty comments wishing me a sad, lonely, bitter existence until my untimely death. Now, that is some weird energy to be wishing onto a black woman, especially one who has dedicated her life to the liberation of black folk. But, you know, whatever. I guess go off. See, I wanted to talk about how do we close the gap between black women who do show up in a so-called masculine posture, those of us that are providing and building and protecting due to circumstances that we might feel make us feel that if we don't do it for ourselves, we will have to go without the resources and protections we need to feel safe in this world. But Dr. Ayanla went in a different direction. She asked me a personal question. And y'all know I have been extremely transparent about the fact that my life choices and my chosen lifestyle are far outside of the norm. So when I said that I would date the bus owner, a lot of y'all heard something different. Some of you heard the following. Bus drivers are whack. Bus drivers are broke. Oh, and I'm too good for a bus driver. The only thing is, y'all made that part up. See, I said what I said. But then some of y'all started talking about salaries and hourly wages, pensions and benefits. And that's wild because I was never talking about money at all. I was talking about black ownership, but some of y'all made it about money. I'm talking about ownership, black enterprise and entrepreneurship, because really I am talking about black liberation. And if you read my book, you'll understand why. So I'm standing 10 toes down on that position, and I don't really care if you're hurt or offended by it. And since some of y'all are already big mad, let me go ahead and make you incensed. So out of the 50,000 plus comments posted on social, I only saw a handful that even considered the possibility of a bus owner being a more aspirational position and recognizing that I am actually speaking and pouring into the ascension of black men when I said what I said. But see, no, some of y'all were too busy naming and shaming me personally and black women in general as undesirable gold diggers and much worse. Now, I suspect that some of y'all are the same men that were bringing home C's and D's on your report cards, only to then be coddled by parents that said, well, that's okay, as long as you're doing your best. Well, listen, I love and believe in the excellence of black men. So no, my dear, C's and D's or any other form of mediocrity is not okay. No, I will not create a soft place for you or anybody that I love to fall comfortably into the bigotry of low expectations. So I'm going to say one more time, there's absolutely nothing wrong with driving a bus. My mother Gloria drove one for years. But could it be that black America has been sold a narrative of average, regular, and typical being good enough for us? Well, see, that's called white supremacy. And in this case, it takes the form of conditioning black Americans to happily accept being a permanent American underclass. But see, because I know the truth about black folk in America, no, average is not and will never be good enough for me. And the gag is, I don't think it's good enough for you either.
Now, I get exactly what she's saying about the mediocrity and the low expectations, because there's a narrative baked into the cake, so to speak, of Black women, and I'm speaking about Black women, having to accept the bare minimum. Whether that is deemed as average, whether that is deemed as mediocre, you'll see women across social media platforms of, oh, he opened up the door for me. Oh, he sent me flowers. He did things that should be an expectation. A gentleman opens up doors. They pull out your chair. They help you with your coat. These are things that they do. These are things that I grew up having. So and I have dated truck drivers. I have dated bus drivers. I've dated plumbers and electricians. I don't think, as Ebony said, I don't think it's so much as what that man does as opposed to what his aspirations are. Now, the bus drivers, truck drivers, electricians, plumbers, HVAC technicians that I know make very good money and are perfectly content within those positions. I don't see a problem with that. If that was their aspiration, who am I to change them? I come in, I help to build on what it is that they have. So I agree with some points of what Ms. Williams is saying. And on the other hand, I disagree with some points that she's saying. Like she said, she didn't speak anything about finances. That was the inference that we mistakenly made about her thinking that bus drivers are not good enough. And if you look at various analysis across the board, like there's one that was recently done. And basically it's saying like 4 out of 10 men chose Black women as the most desirable last. That's after white, that's after Hispanic, and that's after Asian, and then it's Black women. And I think, again, that narrative of us being the least desired, the least beautiful, more likely to be single, is that narrative. And it, again, it's that bridge that Situations with Sassy has been trying to bridge from the very beginning. And rather than us getting closer to one another, that divide seems to be widening more and more with the narrative, online narrative, that there's no benefit to being in a relationship, that people can't be loyal and monogamous. Even if monogamy may be unnatural, I think it is a choice that people make. So I think we have all of these outside conversations regarding what your relationship is, and you're so hell-bent on fitting into the box that society is telling you that you need to and should fit in, that like Miss Williams, you'll get the nasty comments. And I know they'll come for me because of my age, because I'm single, because I don't have any children, because I'm a plus size woman. They will come for me. And like her, I'm going to take it on the chin. I understand what she's saying. Again, I may not agree with everything that she says, but we need to figure out a way. We came up with the problems. Every show I have is a fucking problem. And the solutions that I can find in them are completely and totally ignored, and they extrapolate all of the issues with what I said. Rather than saying, you know what, Sassy? Maybe, like Miss Williams, maybe A, B, and C. Or maybe you should think about X, Y, and Z. No, it's always something negative. So again, I agree with some points that she made, and I disagree with some points that she made. There's nothing wrong with bus drivers. I think all of us need to be more active when and how we listen and paying attention to exactly what is being said, so we can hear to comprehend, listen to comprehend, and not just listen to hear. Get it? That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. I'm going to be coming to you next week for the final episode of the season before I take a hiatus for the summer. I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.